in the town of Jacksboro in the spring of 73. A man by the name of Crego came stepping up to me. Says, how'd you do, young fellow? How would you like to go and spend one summer pleasantly on the range of the buffalo? Well, it's me being out of employment, to Crego I did say. This going out on the buffalo range depends upon the pay. But if you pay good wages and transportation too, I think, sir, I might go with you to the range of the buffalo. Said, yes, I pay good wages and transportation too, provided you will go with me and work the summer through. But if you should grow homesick and come back to Jacksboro, I will not pay transportation from the range of the buffalo. Well, now we've crossed Peace River and troubles have begun. The first damn beast I tried to skin, oh Christ, I cut my thumb. While skinning the old stinkers, our lives they made no show. And we swore to God we'd never again hunt the range of the buffalo. And all we had to eat was buffalo meat and iron wedge sour bread. All we had to sleep on was a buffalo robe for a bed. Peace River salty as hellfire, the water I could not go. And we wished to God we'd never been on the range of the buffalo. Being near over, and Crego he did say, because we'd been extravagant, was in debt to him that day. We begged him and we pleaded, but still it was no go. And we left old Crego's bones to bleach on the range of the buffalo. And now we've crossed Peace River, we are homeward bound. Nevermore on the buffalo range ever will be found. Go back to our wives and sweethearts, tell others not to go to the godforsaken buffalo range and the damned old buffalo. To the godforsaken buffalo range and the damned old buffalo.